Lessons have been learned and steps are being taken to help deal with similar situations if they arise in the future. That's what Mayor George Harvey told council in a prepared statement during council's debate Monday on a motion by Cown. Lois Jackson seeking more information on an expenditure by Delta Police for a public relations firm. The firm was retained to handle the fallout from an incident last summer involving Chief Neil DeBord's wife Lorraine, which has since been resolved. Saying she's supportive of the police department, but that the expenditure behind closed doors of around $43,000 to deal with a matter involving a private citizen was an inappropriate use of taxpayer dollars, Jackson's motion was defeated with no other members of council giving support. Harvey, saying that no fault was found in the DPD investigation into the DeBord matter, in his lengthy statement, as mayor and not on behalf of the police board he chairs, noted Jackson's motion was flawed. Saying the city has no authority to direct police management or the police board, Harvey said the motion politicizes a matter, which has been cleared and closed following several independent reviews of the DPD investigation. The Office of the Police Compliant Commissioner directed the board to develop a policy regarding potential conflict of interests, and the board has developed a policy, which has been approved by the commissioner, said Harvey, adding Delta is the first independent police department and board in BC to put such a requirement in place. Harvey said while the investigation is now closed, a special meeting of the police board has been arranged to conduct a case review to see whether any procedure changes can be made for the board and executive. Harvey also reminded council that while the expenditure did meet the rules, it did not meet the high standards of council, which is why earlier this year council was asked to adopt a motion to have all city communications contracts brought forward for discussion and approval. The police board's finance committee has met with the city's finance director on the subject, and a recommendation is being developed for the board's consideration as well, he said. A meeting will also be arranged between the board and city council. Jackson's motion also called for the DPD management team to provide a full report on the number of police officers who have left the department.